Yud Gimel Teves, Friday the 25th of December, Dai Menachem Geli Shlita, Hilchus Brochus.
Good morning, wherever Rabbosai. First of all, let me mention that I haven't got a lot of time for frills because time is short. V'amnocha Maruba, just say it's a great honor and privilege to speak in this wonderful shul. And Rav Brochus, the Yadidi, Rav Agon, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Greenberg, Mitzvah Hashem, you should only go Mechayel El Choyel, taking this particular Kehila forward. It's very special that on a bank holiday where many people would sleep in and use the time to relax a little bit more first thing, you're here first thing in the morning to learn a little bit of Torah, so therefore let me not let you down. I saw just last night, I was billed to speak about Brochus, and I wondered why. I thought, you know, my subject perhaps more recently dealing with difficult mamzer cases, cholol, basakum, etc. That's a sign to Bishvat. So in Yiddish we say shtupnish tiyon. Well, just Yud Gimel Teves has been said. We've still got a bit of time. But the Inyan of Brochus is an Inyan which is always important to speak about. And let me give a little bit of an introduction about Brochus altogether. You know, I first thought Brochus means this week's Seder. We're talking about Brochus of a father to a son and Brochus Tzadikim. But in any event, each one's got its own understanding and connotation. Brocha Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Beis, Perik Beis, all the prokim speaks out the Indian. Lashon Brocha, we think when we come to make a brocha for food, it's sort of a type of thank you. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say thank you, please, thank you, and therefore that's really what the bracha is all about. Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that's not the case. He said bracha is miloshon toisefes v'riboy. He said the notion is, it's a whole chapter where he speaks about the whole concept and the notion of whatever we, Klal Yisrael, do lamato, has tremendous hashpois lamalo, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meyaseid oilomoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that every maisa of Klal Yisrael is not a simple deed, it's something, yeah, mitzvah, I do it, and sort of it's dissipated, it's gone. Everything has a koich milamalo. If a person makes a brocha, and with a brocha, he's really saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with my brocha there should be a toisefes v'riboy of your hashpo in the olamos, and that way there'll be hashpo back to Klal Yisrael to provide parnosa, then that is the meaning of a brocha. And he elaborates and he brings rayas from Sukkim that this is the meaning. The Maral in the Sivva Avodah Perik Yud Daled tells us a bit of a different understanding, but they're not mutually exclusive and we can understand them together. The Gemara in Brochus, and that's what Inyan the Halacha, Mitzvah Shem B'nei, they like to discuss a little bit today, tells us the source of a brocha is the fact that La Hashem Ha'oretz U'Meloyo, that we learn from our Pasuk, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, we're taught HaShemayim, Shemayim Hashem Ha'oretz Nosan Livnei Odom. The world is ours, so is it ours, is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Gemara says, Kan Koidim Brocha, Kan La'acha Brocha. The one makes a brocha, then we're already entitled to benefit. So Maral explains it with a Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah in Perek Vov and Ovis tells us that Kolma Shak Borach Neshborchu Boilomoi Loi Broi Elo Lichvoidoi, that every object, everything that exists in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created so that this object should create a Gilui Shomayim, Kvoid Shomayim. So any fruit, any object, anything we make a bracha for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created that it, in its glory, if you take any fruit, an apple, an orange, a banana, or the more exotic fruits, that with the dynamic of that fruit, there's a certain gilui kvod shamayim, a huge gilui kvod shamayim. Look at the taste, look at the texture, look at even today with all food manufacture, well, one cannot really reproduce that. That is a certain Gilui Shamayim. If a person is going to consume that article, that Gilui Shamayim is going to be lost. So a person has got to replicate or duplicate or recreate that Gilui Kavod Shamayim by making a brocha. And if he makes a brocha, that brocha is a pidyon for the oichel. So he has really redeemed the Gilui Kavod Shamayim that oichel stood for. He has now redeemed it as a pidyon, and then he's entitled to eat it. That's the concept of a brocha. Very different how we would possibly imagine it. We rattle off a brocha quickly, but this is the oimek of a brocha. Perhaps with this, we can explain the following. In the nusach of Al-Amichyo, or the brocha, if we're looking to Tu Bishvat, Al-Apeirois, when we make comparison to Eretz Yisrael, so we say in the brocha of Esabeinu Mituva, that we should come to Eretz Yisrael and we should eat the fruits and we should enjoy them and benefit from them. So the Tur in Simon Reish Ches asks the question. He says he questions this nusach, because those of you who have learned Daf Yomi, you remember to Daf Yudalad in Soita, Torah Rabbi Simloy asks a question that Moshe Rabbeinu was nisave to go to Eretz Yisrael, v'chi lechol mipirav v'lisboya mituva. Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael to eat and to enjoy the fruits? No, it wasn't. Elo, what did he want? He davened v'eschanon, keminin v'eschanon. The reason why he went was in order to be mekayim mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz. So therefore the question remains, why in our nusach asked the Torah in Simon Reish Ches do we say lechem mipirvis v'sabein mituva, lechem mipirvis mituva, as if to say that we want to eat these fruits in order, we want to go to Eretz Yisrael to eat these fruits in order to benefit. But the Gemara says that's not the reason why one should be nisaveh for Eretz Yisrael. So there is a vod from Baron Kotler. Baron Kotler says as follows. The Pasuk says, Ki loy al alechem levado yichye ha'odom, kel kol moitza fi Hashem yichye ha'odom. What does that mean? But Ki loy alechem levado yichye, kel kol moitza fi Hashem. So he says the following. The Mishnah in Ovis tells us, Basora ma'morois nivra ha'olam, that the worlds were created with 10 ma'morois. The Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elyon reckons them out. What were these various mamores? One of them was, at the time of Bris Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, after he had created Esav, Mazriah, Zerah, and Inehu, so the Rebbein Shem said, Lochem yiyeh lo'ochlo. This should be as food. Meaning that prior to that maimah, Lochem yiyeh lo'ochlo, there could have been wheat, there could have been fruit, produce, but it wasn't something edible. It wasn't something that one could eat. Because the Rebbein Shem hadn't yet put a maimah into the Bria, Lochem yeh lochol, this should be an oichel. The moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the maimah, Lochem yeh lochol, this should be an oichel, it became an oichel and became edible, and then the whole system worked. Ki loya alecha levada yichya odom, kal kol moitzo fi Hashem yichya odom. It's the maimah Hashem in the Bria that created the oichel to an oichel. That's what Rabbi Aaron teaches the Pasuk, Al-Pi, the Vilna Gaon. The Chasam Sofer and Pashas Beshalach tells us that he says the Mon, in one perspective, wasn't a nace as we presume it to be a nace. He said the Mon itself was the food with the Maima Hashem without the shell. He says a Pshat in the Pasuk with the Meraglim when they were fearful of the big fruit. So tzilom me'aleihem, v'Hashem itonu al tirom. So tzilom, the clipper, the outside of the fruit, the oichel as we see it, has gone away. You see huge, massive fruit, v'Hashem itonu, but the chelik of Hashem that's there, the maima Hashem that's there with the fruit, Hashem itonu al tirom. And therefore, could be, this is an answer to the question. What was the question? The question is, why in our nusach do we say, etc. That means we're nisave for Peiros Eretz Yisrael, as if to say that we're nisave in order to eat them. And this is a question which the Bach asks a question, and the Tur really asks a question, the Bach answers. that to know that the reason when we eat Peretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is imbued with Kedusha, and therefore we, if we live in the Eretz Yisrael that has got Kedusha, when we eat the Peretz, we will then, in fact, digest, intake that Kedusha. This is what the Bach answers. Because I would like to suggest the following. That when we say in the bracha that we want to go to Eretz Yisrael and to have the fruit and etc., what it means is to say, Bizman Moshiach, when we have Eretz Yisrael, we'll have a different understanding of what our achila is. And our achila then will be an achila where we've got an achila, we look at it and we see the Maima Hashem, we understand the Maima Hashem, and then we're able to understand Oichel, understand the bracha in its entirety. So that's a little hakdoma to the Inyan of brachas that I would like to discuss today. So, in the main, on Tu B'Shvat, when we come to the halachas of brachas, then always the discussion is, we have Sholem, we have Choviv, and we have... the question is always a din of priorities. That's not the subject I would like to discuss today. I would like to discuss an Inyan of Iker and Tofel. We all know of the concept. It's a Mishnah, Daf Mevdal Damadalov in Brochis, where the Mishnah says, Hiviu Lefonov Meliach Tchilo Upas Imoi. And if a person had a salty food, a piece of herring, and had it with a little bit of bread, Mavorech Al Hameliach Upoite Esapas, Shapas Tefel Aloi, then he makes a brocha on the herring, he doesn't make a brocha on the bread. So the klal is that whenever one has two foods, and one is an ikka and one is a tofel, then one makes a bracha on the ikka, and one does not make a bracha on the tofel. That's halacha, halacha in the Mishnah. It's mentioned a couple of times in Ketzat Mavorchin. It talks about a tznoin and a zayis. One has a radish, and only has a zayis in order to sweeten or soften the bitter taste of the tznoin. Again, one makes a bracha on the radish and one does not make a bracha on the zayis. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that even bread, we would assume bread, we know, kosher chabesh is midat dogon, even bezoinus has always got a din of ikka and etc., but halacha is not so. Halacha lemaisa, this is a bit of a shiur, it's not halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah tells us to be very wary that if one goes to a kiddush and one's hungry after a long Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, etc., and one takes a bit of herring, even though it could be at that point of time, the intention is the herring. That's really what caught his eye. But he's having a little bit of mezoinus, because in the main we don't have a mozi, a bit of mezoinus. Then it's very difficult to say that the mezoinus should be a tofel, because he's hungry and he wants the mezoinus as well. So in that case, halacha wouldn't apply. So the halacha applies in the main when a person isn't interested. He's not hungry, but he does want that bit of herring. And it's a little bit too sharp. And to have it on its own will either harm him or he dislikes it. And therefore he has a bit of bread, a bit of challah, that even though it's hamotzi, then he doesn't have to make hamotzi. He makes shakel on the herring, and that's it. So I want to say a chiddush over that I heard from my Rosh Hashiva of Shlomo Berman Zichet Tzadik Levrocha, when I learnt in Ponovich. It's a classic little shtickel Torah, but it's I'd like to share that with you. There is a Beis Yosef who brings down a Trumas Hadeshen, who in Siman Reishis Beis in the halacha of Iker Tovel, who questions the following halacha. What happens if somebody wants to eat a tovel, but he wants to eat it before the ikka? Which means to say as follows. His situation is that he wants to have a good scotch, or good wine, he actually speaks about, and it's very sharp, and he doesn't want to have it a liba reikono on an empty stomach. Again, he wants to eat something. So, he wants to bite into something. They're talking about actually the food they talk about is a cherry. But everyone can imagine to their own, he wants to take a little bite of something, a little mezoinus, a little something, so that he's not consuming this strong drink on an empty stomach. Question is, if we're going to question now, which is the ikka and which is the tofel? My rabbi says, it's poshut. The AKA is the 27-year-old. I don't know how. One makes a 27-year-old, and 2 days later, another company's coming with a 27-year-old. Where's it been all this time? I never understood. Okay. Yeah, a bit of honesty in business. But in any case, there you are. So he wants, that's a double poshut. The ikka is the drink he wants to drink. So what should be the halacha? He's mevorich ala ikka, and he patters the tofel. Yeah, but the problem over here, because here he's going to have the tofel before the ikka. He's got before the ikka. So do we say, okay, if so, he doesn't make a bracha. Doesn't make a bracha on the tofel, he doesn't make it. Says Truma Sadeshan, no, that's wrong. That's not a wrong psak halacha. And he quotes Lo Izarua, says the same thing, that he's got to make a bracha beforehand. Because the pshat in the ikka poites a tofel, in neither pshat, it's not the pshat, that the tofel isn't mechuyev a bracha. The tofel is mechuyev a bracha. No, the bracha of the ikka patters the tofel. But that's all good if you make a bracha on the ikka first, so the bracha of the ikka will be poited the tofel. Yeah, ikka tofel, you know what that means, the main and the subordinate, the main and the secondary. The ikka patters the tofel. But if he has the tofel first, then the chayre he's being nene me'olam hazeh b'li brocha, which he's not allowed to do. Kol nene me'olam hazeh b'li brocha mol. That's the mila. That's the gemara we discussed earlier. He's mol. He can't do that. So says the Truma Sadeshan, the Oizrua. Yes, he's having cherries before he's having this wine. He should make a brocha, but he should make shahakoil on the cherries. Shakoil on the cherries. So the Bis Yosef, one second, I don't quite get that. That Rimon Shach, if he makes a bracha, the bracha on cherries is by pre-eats. That's what we would all say. And if he doesn't make a bracha, if you want to say, listen, because he's having a tov, he's going to have the ikka. You'd have the same situation, someone has a bit of sugar, but he wants to eat a bit of sugar before he has a coffee. It's the same thing. He wants to be nene a little bit before he has. But that's one of the same bracha. If he's got to make a bracha, so make the bracha. Make a bracha ro'iyolo. What is the pshat that he makes a bracha, but the bracha is, so to speak, a downgraded bracha, a bracha of Brichas Shahaka. So, the Bis Yosef says, he said, you know, there's another machloikas. The machloikas, what happens if someone has, the Torah brings down in Reish Yud, someone has pochus mikazayis of some which is borrowed in the mezonos. The question, you can't make ala michyo. So some say, if so, you should make a bone nefoshes. If we get to discuss that, other Rishonim hold that the bone nefoshes you make even on something less than exercise. We don't pass something like that. The halacha, but it is a day in the Rishonim. It's a day in Toysos, stuff, lametesu medalef. So says the Bis Yosef, so since we pasken that we don't do that, that the bracha stays as is. If it's mezonos, we don't change it. So, Meila, who I didn't over here, I'm chulik on you, Truma Sadeshan or Zerua, and I say you should make the bracha, but you've got to make Boiri Priyoites. So, my rabbi, so what do we see from Truma Sadeshan and this Zerua? We see two points la locha. Number one, the point I mentioned already, that when we talk about Ikka Poitis a Tofel, then the pshat is the Tofel's Mechuyav a bracha, only the Ikka patters it. And the second point, the chiddush was that when he makes a bracha on the tofel, he makes a bracha of shakar. So the question is, this is what we ask: why? What's halacha? If you're eating the cherries and the cherries are bayi so make bayi priest, you don't make bracha altogether. Don't make a bracha. So then, the emek bracha already alludes to the following vot. He said, "Bemis, there are two sources for making a bracha." In Perek Ketzer Mevorchim. There's one source that we quoted already, Daf Lamed Heil Medalev, where the Gemara says, Kol Anene, Moilam Azeh B'li Brocho, Harizeh Mo'al, it's a Me'ile, it's stealing from Shomayim, it's Nene Mikotche Shomayim, and etc., which has got an Issa connotation, which means I'm not entitled to go and benefit, it's not mine. What do you mean I go and take it, it's not mine? As we said from the morale, if we understand it, it's a pidyon. It's like hektish, it's like to the extent the morale asks the question, why have you not got to be moisif chaymish when you make a brocha? So he looks at it really as a pidyon. So it's an issadik halacha. There is, however, another Gemara, Daf Mem Chesum Beis, a totally different source. There the Gemara says talks about the bracha of Birchas Hamazon. And the Gemara says as follows: Minayin the Birchas Hamazon min haTorah, daf mechesam abeis, v'chalta v'savata. And then the Gemara says, Ein li elo leachrov lefonov minayin. So if I look min haTorah, I only know we make a bracha after a person has partaken of food. How do I know he makes a bracha beforehand? Omris kal v'chayma. Kersha hu soveya mevorech. That if when he's full and when he's satisfied, he makes a bracha. Keshu roiv lekol shekein. When he's starving, all the more so. So what's the kal v'chayma? Efshat is when he's severe, then he makes a beautiful bracha. When he's starving, mechatesa. So Rashi says no. Keshu soveya mitzvah levorech ulehoidois al savoy. So we're now talking about over here hoidoya, the bracha being a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he makes when he's satisfied, kishuroiv, uvubo lahafik es re'evoi, adidei briyosu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lekol shekein shezet tzorich levorich HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoisa. So he's starving, hungry, and he knows he's able over here to dampen his hunger and to eat something, so kavachoyim he's got to make a bracha. For Rashi, which says clearly, mitzvah levorech ulehoidois al svoy. That means to say is that it's a totally different connotation. We've moved away from issa. We've moved away from the pshat is, it's not mine. It's not mine. I cannot take it. I cannot use it until I've made a bracha. Nishto shteita the Gemara. That's not what it says. The kal v'chayma tells me over here, there's a brichas hador. A person who's had a good meal, so he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's got. Likewise, conversely, or before he starts, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he is going to have. It's a brichas hador. And then there's chilukim halacha between the two dinim. So one is, this is brisket Torah. Well, I'll say two dinim. It's two dinim. One is issa, one is hador. And there's a difference between them. There's a Gemara Daf Nun Aleph where the Gemara says that what happens if one ate a food and he, for some reason, he didn't make a bracha, he forgot, he thought he'd made a bracha, and then after he's made a, I haven't made a bracha, can you make a bracha now? Can you make a bracha? It's a very interesting machlokes, famous machlokes, Rambam and Rosh on Birchas HaMitzvahs, whether one can make a bracha after one's done a mitzvah. So he shechded, he forgot to make, can he make a bracha? There's a whole series of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs where are ongoing mitzvahs, for example, talis tefillin, if he didn't make them, but they're still ongoing, he can continue to make a bracha afterwards. But Birchas HaNe'anin is a different point. Birchas HaNe'anin is a bracha to make before one eats. One's eaten already. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, kiven de idcha idcha. Sorry, you've missed it. You're regrettable. You've missed it. There's nothing to do now. So Eivik Bracha asked the question, I don't understand. What do you need to say kiven de idcha idcha from? And what's the Gemara's shaila at all? The Gemara tells us, kol ha'nene mo'ilam hazeh b'li bracha, harizah mo'al. That means that the reason why you've got to make a bracha before you eat, because I'm not allowed, it's osa, to partake of food before I've made a bracha. Once I've eaten it already, so how can I make a bracha? So what's a bracha? It's gone. There's no purpose of this bracha anymore. The bracha, I've lost it. I've eaten already. I wasn't allowed to eat. I couldn't take it. I hadn't been poided yet. But now, you've eaten it already. The truth is, could be, according to the Maral, I told you beforehand, it's not such a kasha, because if we start mixing a little bit Agoda and Halacha, and we say the notion is that the pidyon ke'ilu, the gilui, shein shamayim, of the fruit that it stood for, and that you've taken away, so it could be a good maker bracha afterwards. Could be. But Emek Bracha doesn't go that direction at all, and he says, yeah, Avada. In terms of the bracha that you have got to make, because otherwise it's osa ba'achila, then Eloch Hanama, it's verfallen, I don't even need given to Idcha Idcha. But surely we've got another source of the bracha. The source of bracha is that every bracha is a hoidoya as well. It's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beseder, Chatsheng Ages, and I've eaten it already. But I can still thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. It's not a noch bracha, it's not an after bracha, etc. It doesn't matter. The bracha I was meant to have made to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making the various minimum of the world, I'm still entitled to make it after I've made the bracha. There's also another chilek which is brought the halacha. Is Rabbi Kivega brings it to the Agor Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Beis. A question: what happens if one's mesupek, if one's made a bracha? One's got a sofik bracha. So we know the kal is sofik, bracha is lahakel. So if we've got a question where we made a bracha of a talis or tefillin, whatever sofik we've got in bracha, sofik, bracha is lahakel, and we don't make another bracha. Rabbi Kivega quotes the Marsha and said, with birchas hananin, he'd like to suggest it's different. Because since birchas hananin has got a connotation of issa, Mimela Ibazoi, what do you mean? But it's also to eat until I mean, so I can't say Sofer Brochus Lahakel, but I'm letting myself into an Issa of eating something without making a bracha that I can't do. So Mela says, am I sure the cloud of Sofer Brochus Lahakel doesn't apply by Birchus Anenin? There are other Rishonim Acholek and Alocha we Paskan that Sofer Brochus Lahakel does apply eating Birchus Anenin, but could be the Yisoid is that these Rishonim hold that at the end of the day it's Zolzain, it's Osa. But Osa with the Raisa, Osa with the Rabbono. Osa with the Rabbono. The Choyra. It's not a real biblical source. If it's Osa with the Rabbono, then it's a Sofik de Rabbono. What's our Loch of the Sofik Issa? Loch of Sofik Issa is also Lahakil. So they're not Choylik on the Etzem Yesoid. Nafkemina, what happens in a situation where there's no Sofik? He cannot make a bracha. He's an oinus. In the case, the Gemara discusses, in the case he's got no clothes. He went to the beach and etc. He came back and someone's taken all his clothes and he hasn't got it and now he wants to make a bracha. He's starving. I think a different situation was a person's or there's tin of a person's situation where he can't make a bracha. Could he eat? So he said, listen, he's an oinus. Oinus for chamana patre. Yeah, I did once speak to someone once from. Thing, but from more Heimish background, but unfortunately wasn't as frum as he ought to be. So I asked him, "How's he going to manage in Italy when he goes on holiday for food?" He's like, "Oh, just come on a patre." That's abuse of the word oinus. Well, a person can be in an oinus situation. So now it's chapter alaf gemila la halacha. If the pshat is we're worried about the birchas shvach, so a person's an oinus for that, so he's still entitled to go and eat the food. He's an oinus on the mitzvah. He can't do the mitzvah. It's like Shabbos going to a room where there's no mezuzah. The mezuzah's fallen off. So the poskim speak about it. He's an oinus, or a beggar with tzitzis is an oinus. There is such a concept of an oinus. Masha inkein, if there's an issa, I'm not allowed to eat the food before I've made a bracha, so on that, the oinus is not going to help me. So I'm an oinus, so don't eat. I'm not allowed. It's osa for me to eat before making a bracha. So these two dinim have got a chil. Let me be makatz. Let me go right to the end as follows. This is the chidush and this is the lamdas. It's yitochein. We could say the following. When you learn ketzem avorchin, all the various brachas are by prepared domo, and this is better, and this is a higher bracha, mezoinos, etc. All those chilukim in brachas are only chilukim in the birchas hoidoyo. Which means to say is, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem in the hoidoyo. Rabbein Shom, not only did you make a lowly bush and etc., but even a tree that grows, and even by mezoinah, something more advanced, that's amazing, that sustains, and etc. These are all chilukim in hoidoyo. Masha ein kein in the halacha of I'm not allowed to partake before making a bracha, then there's no chiluk brachos, because I'm not looking at the hoidoyah chiluk, I'm only looking, I cannot eat, there's an issa to eat before I make a bracha. Mimela, if so, everything will have a shahakoil, because shahakoil is the bracha keneged the me'ila, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and I say no, shahakoil ni'yeh bidvoroi. When I've got a food that's a tofel, which is a subordinate, a secondary food, and I'm only eating it in that capacity, so mimele, in the halachas of brachos miyuchodos, that each and every fruit has got its own specialized bracha, boyupri, cherry, boyupri, it's amazing, it's red, it's luscious, it's everything it's got, that's in the hoidoya chelik of it. But here, I'm not eating it for that. I'm only eating it because of this 27-year-old scotch, if not, it'll burn me. So Memela Oibazoi, I'm not giving, it's only as a toffel, I'm not thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the fruit as it is. Ah, but I'm nene Moila Mazeh, it's also to be nene. Nene, make shakoil. That's halacha. Oibazoi, make shakoil near Bidvoroi. And that's the answer to the Truma Sadeshan and the Oizurua. That's the pshat in it. This is what they held. They held that the Oikah point is a toffel, the toffel is mechuyev abrocha. It's not shat, it's pot altogether, it's got a chiyev. And there's rise from Tosis, which I don't have time to take, I'm already over time. So the pshat is I've got a chiyev to make on the toffel. But whenever it's a toffel, then I'm only eating it. The chiyev brocha will only be mitzad, the first chiyev, mitzad, the ism, mitzad, the me'ila. And for that, shakul is sufficient. Shakul is a generic brocha which covers the halacha that one shouldn't be near the moilam azeh bli brocha. And if so, shakul is enough. I don't have to do more than that.